Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I say back up in here, this the pilot, nigga. Yo, you know who it is, man. Riddick Rios, pilot season. Yo, man, we in here, man.
Yo, it's honestly, I just want to say it's been a long time coming. You know, me and Van have had some shit in the works for a minute now. You know,
we've been
brainstorming the shit, so you know, now it's coming to life.
Yeah, you know, finally, man. Niggas finally doing it, man. On some sport shit.
Yeah, yo, I know, yo, you know what I'm saying, yo, like, Van, it's like, yo, let's do a sport pod. I'm like, hey, let's do it up, you know what I'm saying? Who better than me? We also going to have guests on the show, too, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have draft season podcast going to come on the show. We're going to do a little fantasy for you guys as well. So, yeah, we going to keep y'all tapped in all aspects of sports, man. So,
especially,
you know,
when them Giants start off 0-5, we definitely going to have
draft season niggas. Why are you
guys talking to the niggas? Yo, first, I'm just saying, man. Yeah, you know I mean, with Danny Jones is throwing ducks from 10 yards out, man. Yo,
your quarterback, all right, is your quarterback's mother is a QAnon conspiracy theorist. All right,
hey, man, that's what powers him, though.
Honestly, that's what his powers is.
That's what I'm saying. The power lies in that, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie, I can't even slander the Jets, man, because yo, like Zach Wilson and shit, like, I like what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're gonna get the interceptions right away. You know what I'm saying? Like the growing pains are gonna be there. Like that's fine. Like Jet fans have nothing to be like there's nothing to look forward to, but just look at the progression of like just Zach Wilson and like how the team is, you know, like
that's it, bro. Like we have nothing to lose this season. Like honestly, like it's all about I just want to see progression from the players, but outside of that, bro, we have nothing to lose. There's no expectations on us.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, y'all have a good, yeah, it's crazy too. Like, y'all upgraded y'all receiving core. Y'all had one of the worst receiving cores last year. So, y'all have one of the more deeper ones now. You know, you got Corey Davis, Elijah Moore, you know, Jameson Crowder. You know, like, that's a good trio. You feel me? That's a good trio.
We got some speed on the outside. That's what we was really lacking. You know what I mean? Right. But
I mean, they playing my son Mims. You know what I'm saying?
They
treat him like a food stamp. But like, I think he's talented enough to break that. You know that core four piece. And I mean, I got Michael Carter. You know, the Jets rookie back. I'm high on him too. You know,
we drafted a lineman, offensive lineman, bro. Like, yeah,
right,
bro.
Right, yeah. So I mean, it's looking up. It's looking up for the Jets, man. I like Saleh too. Like, I like what he does with the defense. You know, like the defense is always the defense with the Jets, man. That's
never
always
the issue for us, bro. It's always just scoring.
It's just the offense and that quarterback. Yeah, y'all haven't had a quarterback since the '60s, bro. You know what I'm saying,
bro? So, like. Nigga, I done been through Chad Pennington, Testaverde, like just
yo, Elmont legend, Testaverde. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out from the town. Shout out,
right. But with the Jets, man, it's just I just love the fan base of the Jets, bro. Like, cause y'all are so passionate. It's Jets and Knicks fans have the same like parallels to me because like it's the same garbage and same bullshit each year. But each year
in, year out.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like each year the optimism is so fucking hot, you know? So it's like, right. I respect it. That's why if they just go to Super Bowl, that shit might break the fucking, like,
Niggas will go crazy, bro.
Like, it might break the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because, like, especially in New York, where we're from downstate, like, you know, a lot of people are like Jet fans and stuff. Cause, you know, like, you know, the whole Shea Stadium aspect of it. And like the whole classism thing too. Like, when you think of like the Giants, you know, you think of like, you know, like the whole prestigious thing, the Maras and shit. So you think of like, it's a whole different type of expectation.
I feel like the Jets are way more calm than Giants fans. I feel like Giants fans be a little too serious sometimes. Like, y'all niggas.
Because it comes to the terms. I mean, listen, we're a MAGA franchise. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've accepted the fact that I kind of think the Giants will never have a black quarterback for them.
Like, never, G. Never.
Like, it's never gonna happen. Like,
ever.
The Jets, y'all were gonna take Fields. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all were flirting with that. But like, the Giants.
I knew that wasn't gonna happen because I'm like, all right, they're not gonna pick Fields number two. So, but y'all really could have had them. Y'all had the pick, and y'all traded it to the Bears. That's why
I know.
It's just racist.
We won't have one. I wanted them to trade for I don't want to say his name. His name is I can't call him this, but you know, I want to say shout out K. Lou. I wanted to take Deshaun Watson, but we call him D. Kelly.
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty man number four.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
nasty man number four.
Nasty nigga, man. But yeah, that's his game. Until otherwise, until his name is proven clear.
He ain't getting clear. He will be called
D. Kelly from now on.
I think it's two. It's like, why? You know, he's a nasty, he's a sick nigga. Why would you want to put him in Miami of all places, G?
Like, bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
he gonna relapse.
Yo, that's like sending the crackhead in the middle of sending a freshly recovered crack addict on 125th Street. Like, that's
giving an Uber Eats car to a crackhead and sending them to the Carter, nigga. Like, the nigga, like, that nigga's in heaven.
But nah, man, it's so crazy because, like, I mean, even with his situation too, like, I kind of was entertaining, like, yo, like, maybe the Giants should try to trade for him, you know what I'm saying? But like, we want the Giants can have that blood on their hands, and two, you know, if Deshaun Watson were a different shade, you know, if he were a different melanin, or
yeah, I feel like this wouldn't even came out if he was a different color.
I don't think so, man.
Because he's black, I feel like they trying to bury him. But like, if he was white, he would have low key skated, G.
But think about it though, right? So the Peyton Manning situation too, because this kind of parallels with the Peyton Manning situation too, Tennessee, right? Because remember the whole teabagging situation with Peyton Manning and his training, right? And then the Deshaun Watson thing. I mean, it's literally apples to lettuce, but in terms of, like, you know, the nasty level is the same way.
Nasty levels are still high for either.
But then again, if you think about it though, like, that man Deshaun was out here moving wacky, bro.
He was moving wild, like trying to fuck like on masseuses 20, and shit. Like,
bro, but like 20 masseuses in the span of a year.
Yeah, bro. And then like some of the charges though, I was reading them. I'm just like, all right, this is kind of wild. He getting charged with this. Like, he flew a joint out from
Instagram. It was just a matter of the timing, right? Because D Hop left. You know, the Texans are on rebuild mode, so he wanted to leave. You know, which is fair. You know, and obviously he's the. I mean, to me. In terms of like a player that's asked for a trade request in the NFL, I've had a player like in terms of like his talent stature, I probably say I haven't seen anyone of his talent stature like ask for a trade like that probably since T.O. I mean, yeah, since T.O. when he was with the Eagles. If you want to go that long,
maybe Russell if he would have went through.
Right, yeah, I mean, right. Well, Russ would have been in that too, but Russ was capping. Like, you know,
he was pump faking.
He was pump faking, but like. This you knew Deshaun was did not want to play in a Texas uniform. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew that that was not going to be the end result. So like, in terms of like, you know, a player request, especially for the NFL too, because the NBA it's so, you know, it's player
friendly. Yeah, niggas all the time.
Right. NFL is like usually dudes like that are locked in for like 10 plus years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or the team just won't grant that request. I'm like, yo, fuck it, G. Like, get out
of
there.
Like. So it's crazy. Like, you know, like how like. He asked for that request, and then like as soon as that happened, you know, the timing. It's just the timing of it, you know.
Think about it, beginning of the summer, beginning of the all season, bro. He was the most requested nigga. Everybody wanted him, bro.
Bro, of course, bro. What?
Now like, they can't move him. Now they can't move him in the span of a few months, bro.
I just think teams don't want that teams don't want that on their resume. You know what I'm saying?
Rightfully so.
I think his future is so uncertain now that like we don't even know. Like I don't even think he's gonna dress up, suit up.
I mean, first of all, he got to skate on these Fed charges because he's looking like Fed time for him. You know what I mean?
But I don't think he's gonna play. In terms of him playing this year, I say it's literally slim to none.
I think he plays. I think he plays. I think he plays. I think he sits half the year though.
Okay. I could also see that happening, and I think he'll get his trade request. I think it's gonna be interesting to see what they do with him during the trade deadline too.
They could wait to move. The thing is, the niggas locked in for a long time. So really, right. It's really in the Texas what they want to do. You know what I mean?
But also too, like what are you willing to give up for a guy like that too? Because I mean, listen, he's worth to me like two minimum.
Yeah,
minimum. At the minimum, two first round picks and maybe like a budding. All right, teams who have the ability to trade for him. Let's say Philly, for example, right?
Yeah.
Philly, you can give up Jalen Hurts, you can give up two first round picks, and you can give like let's say like a second or a
second
third
or third, yeah.
You know, so or maybe even Miami too. Miami, you can give up Tua. You give up Tua, and then you just give up a plethora of draft picks that they have from the Steelers. Right. So I mean,
but the thing is, the asset price is down, but given his situation, because it's so uncertain, like you can't really demand his value at this point, you know?
Right. So I mean, the Texans are now at a stronghold too, because I mean, this thing is nuts, man. Like I don't know what's gonna go on. We really don't know.
Facts. So speaking of the NFL, like you have preseason thoughts, man? Like, what do you how are you feeling going into the season?
Yeah, I mean, the season's gonna be very interesting with the extra game, you know, in terms of like the playoff implications and stuff. Like, I'm really interested to see. I really want to see the Jaguars. Really, I mean, because like, it's gonna be Urban. that's cool. Because the thing is, too, with the Jaguars, man, like it's Urban Meyer. It's a bunch of college. It's a bunch of like, yo, I looked at their coaching staff. Yo, it's a bunch of like, it's the college. A football wasteland rejects, bro. Like you got
niggas gonna go 1-16, G. Bro, like them niggas is gonna be bad, G.
I know, man. It's gonna be interesting to see because I want to see if Urban Meyer's offense is gonna translate to the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
These college coaches are so hit or miss, bro. Like what's the most successful one in recent memory to jump over? Pete Carroll.
Yeah. But to me, Pete Carroll doesn't really count though.
Yeah, true.
Because he was an NFL guy even before he got to USC.
Yeah, he just took a job at USC, you know.
Right. So I mean, his situation is very different. Like, I mean, but it also in terms of like the offenses and stuff. Now everything is all spread and pass happy now. So like that's why the college allure is still there. But I'm like, was Urban Meyer really like the face of the spread offense? No. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was that guy. And then plus, I mean, like. His health has always been, you know, a big factor. You know, like I just don't want a whole Nick Saban, Bobby Petrino situation where like he quits. Let's say the USC job is up for grabs, right?
Right.
You already know.
He's jumping on that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just don't want a whole Bobby Petrino Atlanta Falcons where he's like, all right, I'm not going to take the job. Then he ends up taking the job anyway.
And he's going to end up taking it, G.
Right.
The Jags going to be so bad, bro.
I could see it happening, too. Let's say USC's open up. I don't think maybe this year, maybe next year. Let's say the Jags.
Next year, yeah, because they're going to be bad this college season.
I mean, we'll see. I think they're going to be okay, but let's say, like, you know, they want to change, right? And USC is like, USC
they've been
is
middling for a long time, bro.
Right, and USC is one of those programs where it's like, all right, like if the job is open, you have to look at it no matter what. I don't give a damn who you are. The money is just too damn good, you know? So, like, I mean, and with his stature and with his ability to recruit players, I mean, who wouldn't want Urban Meyer to see, right? You know what I'm saying? Just
Urban Meyer is a legend. Like, granted, he's had, like, some of the most craziest talented college players ever, but, like, he still been able to produce with those guys, you know. So, he, like, if he comes to USC, he changes the culture, bro. Like,
Right, but I mean,
them back to the glory days.
Jacksonville like that, though, high and dry for that job. Let's see,
bro.
I mean, listen, yeah. I can see
it. The thing is, like, all right, you got Trevor Lawrence, but like, what else, bro?
But the thing is, too, the Jags offense is pretty good. Like, I can't even lie. Like, I mean, you got Shark on the outside. You got Marvin Jones Jr. on the outside. You know, then and you got James Robinson. You got James Robinson, who is top 10 in rushing.
I don't think Trevor Lawrence is top 3 in rookie of the year voting, bro.
I don't think so either. I mean, to me, with the quarterbacks, it's going to be a lot of growing pains. I mean, minus. But also, too, I mean, like, if you look at all the rookie quarterbacks, right? Let's digest this for a little bit, too. If you have some of the rookie quarterbacks, like, let's say you got Zach Wilson, you got Trey Lance, you got Justin Fields, and you got Trev, right? You got Matt Jones, right?
Yeah, Matt. I mean, yeah.
Right. Who has the best skill set? Who has the best talent around them in order for them to succeed? I'd say Trey Lance.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, like, for the rookies this year, it's mostly situational. You know what I mean?
Based on
your situation.
The Jets and Jags, you know what you're going to get out of that situation. You know what I'm saying?
But Zach Wilson's in a way better position to succeed than, like, let's say, like, Justin Fields, who I think is the better quarterback. But, like, what Nagy is doing to him is just hindering – it's going to hinder his growth a little bit this season.
Right. With Fields, too, where do you think, like, he's – what week do you think he starts at?
He's starting by Halloween, G. Like week 4, week 5, he'll be starting, bro. Because Dalton's gonna stink it up, and they play some tough teams out the gate.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right? I know the Bears' schedule is brutal the first like 7 weeks of the season. So like, I mean, but also too, I mean, like the issue too with the coaches too, because it could just backfire too. Like I feel like coaches also want to save their ass because let's say you throw the young guy in there and he sucks right away. It looks even worse on you. Than does an actual young quarterback too, because Nagy's on the hot seat,
he has to show his worth this season. He's supposed to be this great playmaker, right? I mean, coach, but he has to prove.
He has a quote unquote quarterback that he needs. So I mean, it's very. I want to see it.
Yeah, hopefully down the line it'll develop because I really like Justin Fields. He has like some of the most poise I've seen of a young quarterback in a long time. You know, so
right. I'm a big Trey Lance guy.
Yeah, Trey Lance looks good too.
I think, especially with the Niners too, and like the weapons that they have around too. Like, yo, the running game for the Niners is still, you know, top tier. You got most of
defense is solid.
The defense will, you know, the pass rush. You got the MAGA boy.
The Nash brothers.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you feel me? Like, they got some pieces, and, like, I like Shanahan and like, the way he coaches, you know, like, the way he's a good offense. He has a good offensive mind, and, like, also, I love the way he manages the game, too. So, like, it's interesting to see, like how they manage the whole Jimmy G, Trey Lance situation. I mean, Trey Lance hurt his finger, so, that kind of, like, set him a week back in terms of his development, and I'd say, like, in terms of, like, live practice time.
Right.
Because this is I'd say, even though the preseason's over, this is where you get like your most live practice time and stuff like that. So this is where the coach evaluate you and stuff. So, I mean, he's going to miss that week, but I think he starts by week 4 too as well.
Yeah.
And just because, I mean, even as I was watching the preseason games, and the offense just looks way more crisp with Trey Lance.
It's more fluid, bro. It runs at the pace,
Like they can do the RPO stuff with Sermon and Mostert and Lance, because Lance's ability to be mobile and stuff. So I mean, the Niners are going to be a very interesting team to me with Trey Lance. I think he can have like I'll go on the record. I think he'll have like Dak Prescott rookie impact.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's going to happen. I mean, I'm on record, and what Dak did his rookie year was
special, bro. Like, special. Niggas can hate Dak, like Dak. Don't get me, Dak is fool, but like Dak was balling, bro.
So I mean, like in terms of like, I feel like he'll have that type of impact on his squad, man. But
yeah man.
I mean, that's
Mac Jones too. Like,
yeah, I mean, but who are the Patriots receivers though, bro? They got me and you out there, dog.
Bro, but that's the Patriot way, bro. That's what they do. It's gonna be some unknown nigga from Michigan.
I mean, they are doing the dual tight end. They are going 2012.
Bro.
I mean, they got Jonnu Smith and they got Hunter Henry. So I mean, that's gonna be.
It's the best playbook for a young quarterback, bro. It's the Patriots playbook. Because think about it, bro. A lot of checkdowns with the tight ends. Slot receiver. You can run a lot of bubble screens. You know what I mean?
All that run. Yeah, a lot of Marlon Byrd action, too.
Exactly. Right? A lot of draws from the shotgun for the running back. Open shit up. Like, yo, bro. It's the best. It's probably the most fun playbook to have as a young quarterback.
Not
much that can go wrong with that.
Yeah, man, but I mean, I'm gonna ask you. Just gonna wrap up NFL real quick, but yeah. Yo, give me your Super Bowl preview right now. Who you got? Early favorites. You know,
niggas gonna think I'm on crack, but I'm gonna say the Rams and Chiefs.
Okay, I actually like that
because Matt Stafford's gonna light shit up, bro.
Damn, I got the 49ers.
Okay.
And the Bills.
But yeah, the Bills Bills are tough because Josh Allen is like, he's that guy.
I got Niners, Bills.
Niners, who is Trey Lance's quarterback or Jimmy G in the Super Bowl?
Ooh, I think I got Trey Lance, man.
Oh, rookies? Wow.
I think
got a lot of faith in him. We got a lot of faith.
Yo, listen, the defense is just that good for the Niners to where like he wouldn't really have to do much. You know, their offense will be so more dynamic and stuff. So like last year, what was missing? The quarterback.
Yeah. That was a piece. And they got it now.
And they got one now. I mean, and they drafted him high. So, I mean, my thing is you got to play the high draft picks. You got to play him.
Play him, bro. This isn't the fucking 2000s. You know what I mean?
You can't just sit in the wing. Even Mahomes too. That was a whole unique situation too. I mean, he owed Alex Smith a year. I mean, and it didn't make the playoffs and stuff, but it was just, you know.
Yeah, bro. It
was really the guy. Niggas know
who was lurking, bro. They know Mahomes was lurking, man.
That's a fact.
Hearing footsteps.
But yeah, man. I want to talk about some hoop shit.
Yeah, let's talk about some hoops, man. It's been an interesting off season in the NBA. A lot of movement, you know. What are just your thoughts on the NBA offseason so far, man?
Like, yo, I just want to say the Knicks did all right.
All right, business. I'm not mad.
No, like if you think about the market, right? The market dictated itself this offseason, as we all know, right? So I mean, like the whole Lonzo getting $84 million, like that was expected, you know. Mm-hmm. The whole Norman Powell situation, you know, like him getting 90 M's. I mean. I thought he would get more.
Yeah, I thought he could have got a little more.
Right, because of what he shot last year, and then plus, you know, like in terms of what Portland is right now, Portland is kind of they're at a crossroads right now. What they don't know what to do in terms
of trade Dame, man. But
right, I mean, but what team? Well, all right, now let's talk about that because
it's nowhere to send them but Philly. But like even then, it's like,
but I mean,
you really want Ben Simmons, G?
No, but I mean, if you think about it, right, I feel like Ben Simmons at a crossroad in his career, right? Mm-hmm. Like the point guard experiment, I think it's dead, you know?
Yeah. But put that nigga at the three, man.
I was saying this from the jump. I always said he was a four, but I always said there's no wrong being a point forward, you know? Like that's just what he is. Because I mean, to me, let's say like the shooting is whatever. Like we already know what the shooting, what that entails, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like, in terms of him, like, you know, being able to, you know, in terms of him being able to like run the one. Yeah, with Ben, I mean, like what, I mean, his trade package, I mean, it's kind of interesting, you know, to see what he has. I mean, like, cause him and Maxey, they're going to be a dual piece. Cause you know, that's the whole Rich Paul connect.
Yeah.
Adele, I feel like Adele made that move though. You know,
yeah, shout out to Rich Paul and Adele. That shit is still kind of crazy to me, man.
Yo, hey, I mean, listen, I mean,
he's getting to it, man.
Yeah, yo, Rich, legend. That he's a black icon for that.
He's putting on, yo. Shout out to all the short niggas worldwide, man. He putting on.
He letting Umar down.
Yo, some Jones Umar gotta just veto. He gotta just put this to the side, man.
So Adele's one of them.
Good milk.
All right, we'll let that rock. But I mean,
Adele Jamaican, remember?
Oh yeah, she's like, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, her name is Marcia
Adelian.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, but like in terms of like his trade package. I mean, like, listen, the guy's still a valuable defender. Like, yeah, if you don't want that on your basketball team, like, you're lying to yourself. So I mean,
the thing with Ben Simmons with me is not even so much his shooting. You know what I mean? Just, the nigga's just not aggressive at all, bro. Like, right. That's more the issue than him not. You know what I mean? Like, dunk the ball, bro, when you're underneath the hoop, bro. Like, stop trying to.
I don't like the whole, like, trying to, like, he tries to probe. He does the little probing
thing. He's too passive, bro. Like, and honestly, if he got rid of that and just, like, even if he just wanted to become a slasher, he could do that, bro. He just has to be aggressive. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like offense. Yeah, because he would, to me, like, even without the jump shot, without the jump shot, he averages 15. But even if, let's say, he were more aggressive, he'd average 20 like that.
20, and that's all you really need from him, bro. Like, honestly, because the passing 28 and 10, like, come on, bro.
The passing is elite. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that, you know, is there. And the defense is he's an all world defender. Like, you know,
bro, when he rebounds, bro, like, you know,
to me, there's you can't name five better defenders.
Can't
than Ben Simmons.
He can guard all five positions, essentially. You know what I mean? The thing is, you just gotta put him at the four, bro.
That's what I'm saying, and let him create, which is fine too. Like, the whole point forward thing works. I mean, LeBron James, like, you know, like, it works. Like, Magic Johnson, it works. Like,
honestly, Ben could really, if he, let's say he does get traded to the Warriors, he's a really upgraded Draymond. Everything Draymond, you get from him, it's better.
Right, and then plus two, you have Draymond at the five too, so you can still run, both of them at the same time. It's just that Draymond will just have to space the floor out a little bit more, right? Because and also too, like. Even let's say you play the hypotheticals and he's on Golden State, right? Because they have a package for Ben Simmons too. So let's say he plays in that five out offense, Curry and Clay off the ball, while Ben Simmons is distributing the basketball.
Come on, that's dangerous. And you just have Draymond out there setting picks for niggas. Come on, G.
Right? Like, you know, like that, like that's I would love to see that personally too. And defense and defensively, like, nothing would drop off.
Yeah, that's the best position for him would be the Warriors. I'm gonna be real with you though. That nigga's going to Sacramento, G.
I think he's going to Cleveland. I kind of think Cleveland gets rid of one of the bigs. So I feel like if Cleveland does that, then Cleveland would get Evan Mobley.
Ooh, I don't know if you come up. You just drafted him,
right? But I mean, listen, it's Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons he's a top 27 player in the league.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if they can keep Saxton, keep Allen, that's all that really matters. If you bring in Ben Simmons,
right? You got Markkanen too there, right? Like, I mean, with that team too, I mean, like with that Cavs team with the hypotheticals with Ben and Sexton and Garland or whatever, like you throw them in there, that's a potential playoff team.
Yeah, and the thing is, Ben doesn't at that point he doesn't even have to worry about scoring, bro. You have two scorers on that team with Garland and Sexton, so
yeah, two chuckers, chuckers. So
they're gonna chuck, bro. Like I was worried, we was gonna trade for Sexton. I was worried. I'm like, bro.
Oh, listen. But actually, yeah, that would have been bad.
In the Garden, him chucking like that, nah. That should have fly in Cleveland. In New York, nah. That shit ain't rocking, G.
Well, I mean, but how do you feel about – I want to ask you this, though. Like, how you feel about your Knicks and the moves they made? How you feel about the whole Kemba and Fournier stuff? Like,
that shit is cool to me. It's like for me, I'm like, all right, we got a little bit of stability within the team. We're going to have a little bit of a leg up on a lot of teams because we do have that chemistry. You know what I mean? It's a safe pick. It gives us flexibility in the future, and it keeps us consistently good for now. So either way it goes, I'm straight, bro. Like, that's what we need.
All right, like the Knicks did great. I'll give them a B+ this offseason. Just because, I mean, like, listen, like the whole Fournier thing, I mean, listen, that was a whole give or take. I mean, just that's what the market is, right? Yeah. In terms of like what shooting guards are going to get. I mean, and plus, he shot pretty well than what people actually give him credit for in Boston. I mean, he didn't play good in the playoffs.
But Boston just in general didn't play well.
Right, but I mean, like, but they quit on Brad Stevens, so I hold that with a grain of salt. But in terms of like how he shot during the regular season, I mean, he shot close to 40% from three.
40% for three, you gave me 18 a game. I can't complain about that.
Right. Like, and the Knicks need as many shot creators as they can now at this point. So like The defensive scheme is already there. You have Mitch coming in. You got Nerlens locked in for another season.
Yeah. I even like Gibson off the bench. We still got Derek. Like,
Right. So like that, like that's still the foundation of that is still there. And like, you know, you got, you know, quickly, you got the young core too improving as well. Like Obi played well in the summer league too. So
yeah,
like
he showed his potential, but the thing right. is, it's like he just has to get minutes. Like,
right, that's it. But it's just, exactly, it's just a matter of how many cookie jar, right? But you got to play him at this point now. I mean, I feel like now, like he's established his role for the team now. I feel like, I mean,
he's that energy guy off the bench, man.
Right, like he's a high energy motor guy, which is fine. The guys like that last a long time in the league.
Yeah, they'll play 12 years and be good, right. man.
So like I mean like the Knicks did okay with the Obi Toppin pick, like the quickly thing you guys got lucky with.
Yeah, lucky. That just fell into our lap, you know.
Right. I mean you guys could have Haliburton in quickly, but
True.
That's neither here nor there. Yeah. But I mean in terms of like the whole Knicks core, I mean it's pretty good. Like I mean, I don't think they're fourth seed good.
No, we're seven, eight territory.
Right. You guys are 6-8
territory. We're in the play-in. I'm right with that.
The Knicks are in the plan for sure, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm interested to see how they're going to look in the offseason. I mean, but I'm interested to see what they do with the whole point guard situation with Kemba and Derrick Rose, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of don't think that they're both good. Like, I don't think Kemba's going to play as many minutes as people think he's going to play, you know?
I honestly think it's going to be 50-50. Just based on how much Tibbs loves Derrick, bro.
Right, and plus Timmy with that, too, with Kemba's health and stuff.
Mm-hmm. At this point, you
got to stagger the minutes for Kemba too, and then plus two. Like, the Knicks,
now.
Right, and let's say that the Knicks make the playoffs. You know, like you want to keep Kemba fresh as much as possible because you need this because the playoffs are all about shot creation and half court execution. So Kemba's awesome at that. You know, so that's interesting to see. But
can we talk about these Nets though? Like, how much you gonna miss them with you?
I mean, we got Patty Mills.
Yeah, which is great for me.
It's not really an upgrade. It's kind of like a lateral move, I say.
I mean, if he plays like FIBA rules, Patty Mills, it is.
Oh, I mean, listen, Patty will get in line. Like, I'm not the thing with Patty. It's like this though, with him, like his career, like he's always been a steady work guy throughout his career. So, like,
yeah
he doesn't do too much, and he won't do too little. You know, yeah. So he'll just play his normal game and stuff, but I feel like now his role is going to be more enhanced now because of the lack of guards that they have now. So we lost a lot of depth with the Dinwiddie stuff, but I mean, we still got Shamit, you know, we still got Bruce Brown, still got him locked in. So, I mean, it's just a matter of
Blake back, right? Blake is back, right?
Blake is back. So, I mean, which is fine. I mean, but the Nets fans wanted Kevin Love and stuff. And I'm like, all right, that's just,
but Kevin Love would have been good if you would have gotten him for the cheap for his rate now.
Right, but he wants $60 million.
Yes,
and it's like he ain't even worth that anymore. Yeah. So I mean, that's a whole situation in itself. But I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see what they do with the DeAndre Jordan contract.
That's a nasty deal, man. He's a whole check stealer.
Right, but I mean, without him, we don't get KD and Kyrie. You know,
He is the piece.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, to me, the only difference to me is we're getting a healthy James Harden for 82 games now.
Yeah, y'all biggest enemy is health. Like, that's it. And
I mean, with the Lakers, it's the same thing with the Lakers, too. But I want to talk about the Lakers real quick, though. Now, how do you feel about the Lakers in terms of, like, their lineup and stuff like that? And, like, where do you see their outlook in them in the West going forward?
I'm going to be real with you. I'm one of those people that are not too high on Russell Westbrook, bro.
I'm not either. I mean,
he's regular season good, bro.
Right. Like, I mean, like, Russ is an interesting player to me in terms of, like, where he stands in, like, the whole basketball lineage to me, right? Like, mm-hmm. He's a triple-double machine and everything like that, right? And, like, you know, like, he's, you know, been an all-pro and everything like that. I think he's a top 60 player all time, right?
At this point, yeah.
He's in that range. But
my thing is, though, me and you are Harden and KD fans, right?
Right.
We've seen this nigga shoot them niggas out of games.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And, like, the thing is with Westbrook is that, yo, like, the motor, like he doesn't know when to turn it off and turn it on and stuff like that too. And it's like he has, and it's like he's played with like scrubs his whole career. I mean, even like throughout his stops too, like he's played with Harden, mm-hmm. Bradley Beal, you know, so
he's
like
he's one of the most protected superstars ever, bro.
Ever. I'd say him and John Stockton in terms of like superstar, like protect, like, you know, like they're the most protected superstars ever. And then we could throw Chris Paul in there too as well.
Yeah, true. He's played nothing but superstars.
Right. So I mean, but it makes sense for the Lakers though. And here's why I like the signing. Mm-hmm. Because Bron and AD are on load management, right?
Yeah.
So Westbrook is a guy that's gonna at least play 70 games for them, right? He's mm-hmm. he's gonna play at least play 75 games for them, right? And then you have Melo and you have all those old guys coming off the bench and stuff like that. But it's like, yo, when it comes to playoff time, like, how do you stagger all those minutes?
And then also,
like the whole Rondo effect too, right?
True.
The whole Rondo effect too, like. Because we know when Rondo starts to cook. Playoff Rondo is a thing. It's a statistical fact. You know, I can't explain it. It's a thing. Everything, you know, in terms of productivity, his plus minus, his scoring, everything goes up with Rondo in the playoffs. I'd probably say from the second week of April.
That's it. And it's just up.
So it's just like, how does he manage that going forward? How does Russ, to me, is just how do you manage Russ during the playoffs when things start to buckle down and you have to play in those half court situations, you know?
Yeah, and also is Russ going to be willing to sacrifice those minutes when he sees another guy get hot? You know what I mean? Because the thing about Russ is like he has an ego, bro. When we've seen that, you know, affect his team and his morale down the line. But my thing is also like, what do you do when the whole team's on load management?
Right, but I mean, the thing is, the Lakers are going to be fine. I think I feel like the Lakers don't even care about seeding at this point.
Let's just
get there. You know, like they were in the play-in. The Lakers were in the play-in last year. You know, yeah. So like it was just a matter of them just, you know, getting in the tournament and stuff. Which I think they'll be like a top four seed. But to me, I think they'll have to play for seeding this year. Yeah. This will be the year where they have to play for seeding because the West is just loaded as more than usual. I mean, you got Golden State coming back at full health. So that's a whole nother, you know.
Utah.
Right. Houston. I mean, Houston's in rebuild mode.
Yeah.
But you got Utah, you got Phoenix, right? And you got the Clippers still. You know, you got
Nuggets with Murray back.
The Nuggets with Murray and Jokic back, right? And you got who else? You know, you got those four teams are like,
yeah.
Right? You know, like those teams are like high in the play, right? And then you also have what's another team that's very good that we're also counting out as well? I feel like we're missing.
I still think Portland gonna be there, bro.
I mean, Portland's gonna. I think with Dame, they'll get there again. Yeah. I think they'll make the playoffs again. But I mean, like those four teams, right? Like Denver and stuff, right? Like, mm-hmm. like I mean, it's. Those are, Clippers, I feel like,
yeah, sure.
Like to me, the Clippers are still the Lakers' kryptonite, still.
Yeah.
In terms of matchup wise, you know, like in They're terms a
nightmare
of
for them. Anyway, you cut it.
I mean, even like I can't even slander Paul George this year too. Like I really can't. Like he showed up, bro.
We can't slander him. Showed up, man.
I mean, like I feel like the Clippers have a chip on their shoulder and stuff like that too. So the West is a gauntlet still to this day, you know. So I'm interested to see what happens with that.
Yeah. All right, so for the NBA, before we get off the NBA thing, we gotta talk about this Dell and Sonya Curry shit, man. Like,
oh man. Yeah.
What's going on with my son Dell, man? What's happening?
I'm praying for that brother, man. I'm praying for that brother.
Is he bumping Avant separated right now? Is that his bag?
Definitely taking a shower with his clothes on.
Nigga on his Mario Wine and shit, man.
Especially with his Mario Wine and shit right now, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely, you know, upset.
Sonya fucking practicing players. That's crazy, man.
Oh,
crazy, but it's true.
I know. It's disgusting. Well, he was what, the scout for the Patriots, right? He was an old tight end for the Patriots, right?
Yeah, he played like three games for the biggest, but nasty.
I know, like, and the thing with Del Curry too. Del Curry is like we love Steph and Seth and shit, but yo, Del Curry in his day, man, was a prominent NBA player. Like,
Del's respected, man, by everybody.
He was one of the greatest. He's one of the first, like, OG three-point shooters we've had. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I remember Del with the whole Vince Carter era. You know what I'm saying?
2001 team.
Yeah, with the, you know, I remember that era of Del Curry. You know, it's crazy to see, you know, that whole situation. I mean, hey, yeah, shout out to Curry, man. I mean, it should have been me, not him.
Yeah. But all right, before we get up out of here, we got to talk a little baseball, man. Let's start off with these Mets, man.
Yo, bro, son.
Booing fans? That's corny, G.
Listen. This is Mets baseball, bro. Like, I feel bad for Mets fans, yo, because, like, we're Yankee fans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're winners.
But the thing is, my father's a Mets fan, right? So I see the bullshit, you know what I'm saying, like, in 4K, right?
Right.
So, bro, okay, DeGrom has been out, right? DeGrom's hurt, whatever, you know. Yeah. That's fine, right? Tawan Walker has been pitching pretty bad after the All-Star break. So, like, that's been going, you know, south for him. You know, Stroman's still been doing
his thing. Stroman's been there. He's been there.
Right? He's been there. He's still whatever, right? So you make these trades for Baez, and you make these trades for you make these trades, right? You want Baez or whatever, right? So
yeah.
Short the infield, right? So the thing with Baez is you know what you're gonna get with him as a hitter, right? One thing about Baez, what? He'll hit the ball out the fucking park, but one thing he'll do is he'll strike out a motherfucking
lot, bro. But that's just the league.
That's just what it is, right? So the thing is, Steve Cohen is out here complaining about, oh, yeah, we just don't have guys who just don't want to play contact hitters, who don't want to be contact hitters. Like, yo, dude, you signed Javi Baez.
You knew what he was in Chicago, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of that whole situation. And then plus, two, like, the defense has just been
atrocious.
It's been atrocious. And, I mean, the fans – and the thing is, too, like, yo, the fans are upset, like – the thing is, too, like, yo, the Mets on paper are not a bad team at all. Like,
they're just playing a tough division.
If you look at the NL East, right, and, like, the way it's set up now, right, like, Acuna's out. Acuna's out for the year, right? That's a big blow for the Braves, yeah. Right, in terms of, like, their talent pool and stuff like that, right? Philly's been inconsistent in terms of, you know, like, their pitching and their hitting and stuff, right? Then you have Washington. Washington, they're in rebuild mode.
Yeah, they have the whole field.
They're in rebuild mode, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy how they gutted that team from the World Series 2 years ago to now.
It doesn't even, which is crazy, right?
And then you have Miami, who's, you know what I'm saying, like they're on the come up, you know, all their prospects are coming out. I like Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, shout out to Jazz.
He's my favorite Pan-African player, baseball player right now. Shout out Jazz
Chisholm. Him and Luis Roberts for me.
Yes. But the Mets have the talent to, you know what I'm saying, like, at least make the playoffs or at least be a 90-win team on paper, right? If I were to show you the Mets lineup on paper, you'd say what? High 80s to 90-win team, right? So, but the fact of the matter is, they're what, 4 games under 500 now, right?
Disgusting, bro.
It's like what's going on, and like the thing is, like, you can't at that point. Did they mail it in when DeGrom was out?
Yeah,
is that the whole speculation too? Because, like, is one guy that impactful?
I mean, like, I feel like they just kind of given up. DeGrom went down, they went down, bro, and it just where it stayed for them.
But, like, it just doesn't make any sense too. But, like, it's crazy how, like, the level of optimism between, like, Met fans and Yankee fans, it's totally different, you know, like. Because we in the middle of July, we mailed it in. You know what I'm saying? I thought middle of July the season was over. You know, and, like, now we went on this ridiculous win streak. You know, the Italian boys, the Soprano boys, been holding it down for us. Shout out Rizzo and Gallo. You know, Yankee fans who didn't want Gallo, are stupid.
I never got the niggas hate on Gallo.
I never got the Gallo hate either. Like,
you need a left-handed bat. He's a left-handed bat. And
we had no lefties. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, now we have two of, I say, what, the top 15 lefty hitters in the league right now?
Yeah.
On the squad? You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. So, like, it just doesn't make any sense to me how they didn't want that. But they wanted to, you know, pay the slap hitter, you know, $126 million. We know who I'm talking about.
Cash him out, yeah.
talking about DJ. I'm talking about DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Scammer. DJ
Levy. We had to pay him, though. We had to get him this all.
We had to pay him, but it's like, yo, but my thing is, we really had to pay him, though. We could have got Simeon.
We could have.
We could have got Dumb Cheap. And but Simeon.
That's because of the fan base, though. Niggas was really ready to ride over DJ.
Right, but the thing is like DJ is a typical Yankee player of how he looks and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like his, you know, like the whole hair and the whole thing. But my thing is with it's like, all right, like Simeon, we could have got Simmons, yeah, or we could have got Simeon, right? We
had options,
right? It's, and the thing is too with Simeon, Simeon's a good hitter. He's a great fielder. Look what he's doing in Toronto.
Yeah, he's holding it down for them.
So it is crazy, you know, to see like we could have had that production for what $60 million cheaper.
Less, yeah,
you know?
So you could have really just pocket that, man, or right, move it to get more pitching.
Get more pitching, you know, and it's so crazy, you know. But like also to shout out Garrett Cole too, he's finally coming
into.
Shout out Jameson Talon, man. Shout out Talon, man. For
Talon's doing his thing. He's surprising me.
To me, he's been the real, like you know, unsung hero out of this all, too, because he's been pitching well throughout this whole season, throughout them, you know, throughout the old roller coaster ride of the Yankees and shit. You know, he's been holding it down for us, too. So, shout out him for that.
Yeah, definitely, man.
And yeah, man, I mean,
I can't wait for October, September baseball. It's always good. October.
I mean, the Dodgers are back into the Dodgers are back in it now. They're on a roll now too. So yeah, everything is shaping up the way it's supposed to shape up in terms of baseball now too.
Yeah, like baseball's gonna be fun, man. I love this time of year in baseball, bro.
I know too, the Padres are slipping up now too. That, you know, Tatis has been out. You know, he got hurt at the wrong time, and you know, like they're not hitting well. They're not at the right chemistry.
It's over
right
for them boys, bro.
I mean, do you think? I mean, who do you think? You think it's going to be Yankees, Dodgers? How it's shaping up right now?
I mean, in the World Series, for me personally, I hope it's us Dodgers, but I really feel like it's going to be White Sox Dodgers, bro.
You think so?
White Sox, they got the pitching, they got the bats, bro.
I mean, I think it's going to be Yankees, White Sox in the ALCS. Mm-hmm. I think that could be, you know, that's one side of the pennant. The Giants are surprising me. I mean, they're old. You know, the Giants have gone, you know, like the old Yankees route, you know, where it's a bunch of 30-year-old dudes.
Yeah.
Bunch of 30-year-old dudes just hitting home runs and, you know, them.
The 09 team?
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. Bro, it's so crazy, like, how the Giants have just, like, you know, like, they retooled themselves just to get old again, and then now they're winning again, you know? So it's
that's just like, how it goes, man.
Right, so, like, that's just funny how, like, that's just shaping out for them, but I'm interested to see, you know, how that's going to shape out too. The NL West is interesting, man, because you got three teams who are like legitimately good, you know, and that have a World Series shot and have a legit pennant shot. So I want to see that.
Yeah, it's a lot of those in the NL West.
A lot of those in the NL West, man. But yo, let's get into some lighter, funny shit, man. Let's talk about this whole Bishop Sycamore. I didn't catch me shit, man.
I got the church money, man.
Yo, I got a funny story about that shit, right? So we were catching our flights back to New York, right? So they were showing a game in the airport. So I'm like, oh, IMG's playing Bishop. I'm like, who's? I'm like, so I'm like, oh, IMG Academy is on TV.
Yeah.
So you know, I ain't gonna say where I used to work. You know, I used to work for them boys. You know.
Niggas know IMG.
Right. So I covered them and stuff, right? So I was interested to see, you know, who they were playing and stuff, right? So they're playing a school called Bishop Sycamore, right? So
off rip though, not to cut you off rip, something isn't right. Just off name, we just like something isn't right.
Right. Something isn't right, right? So I'm like, usually like IMG will play like a, because usually they have like the ranking numbers next to the team. Right.
And you know where they, yeah.
And you know, right? So IMG is like their ranked number. I think they're like the number, they're ranked number one in the country in football, right? So they're a top five team, whatever, right?
They have like four or five star recruits, bro.
Four star all across the board, juniors and seniors, ESPN top 300, all that shit. 24/7 recruits, whatever, right? So I'm like, what is a school called Bishop Sycamore, right? And I'm just watching the game. So we get to the airport. The score is 21-0, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. But usually it's high school football. So, like, you know, 21-0, like, the game really isn't out of
reach. It's over, bro. It's high school.
Like, So it's, but it's just a matter of, you know what I'm saying, like the level of talent pool, right? So team, so it's like football's different, right? Football, you teams get blown out, but there's a level of actually there's an execution level that goes into the game of football, right? Yeah. So like teams get the app, like let's say like when you watch, like let's say you're watching Alabama versus like a 1AA program, right? So they're gonna at least put up, they're not, they may not score a shitload of points, but they're gonna score a touchdown at least just off of execution.
Just off the hand of just running the spread offense. Right. Like somebody's
just off of execution, you're gonna score a touchdown at some point in the game, right? That's just how football is designed. You know what I'm saying? Right. So like that's just what it is, right? In terms of like you're gonna get lucky at some point, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm watching a game, I'm like, yo. And they're showing the offensive stats of the game. And I'm like, negative 21 yards rushing? Negative 18 yards passing, four interceptions? I'm like, wait, what?
The math isn't math.
The math isn't math. You know what I'm saying? And like they said they only had 35 players on deck. And I'm like, they let them play?
Yeah.
So it just came, it was just fishy from the jump, like even for me too, because like you could just look at the sidelines too.
This is the demeanor of them niggas, man. Like they didn't look ready. They didn't look like a team. They look
ready, and like when they said the thing is too, when they said they had no punter, I said oh, okay.
Did you see the punt?
This is some shit. This is some shit. So,
did you see the punt, bro? They wasn't even lining up in formations. G, it was like freestyling formations, like
bro. So, but the thing is too, but it's crazy too. Like with the whole story that came out after, yo, the playbook was from Madden.
Niggas hitting ass Madden in real life, crazy. I'm being real. I seen you play flag football, G. You could have started for Bishop Sycamore, G.
Bro, my flag team would have been better.
You would have smoked them,
Listen, like the. The flag team, the flag teams I play on, we would if we had a 707 versus Bishop Sycamore, bro, we're smoking it. Like you know what I'm saying? It's just that's just what it is. But like, it's just funny, bro. But like, well, a team like IMG Academy, like, how don't you not know that though? Like, yeah. but is there any research that goes on with the school and the shit too? Though, like, what happens? Like,
they gotta do their research. And but also, I'm not shocked that ESPN covering this. The quality over there is just meow, splat, bro.
Like, no, but like the thing is too, they didn't know that the players were unranked or whatever. Like, but like apparently, like they had some marketing group do their school schedule.
Oh, that's bad.
They did their schedule. So apparently, they knew the game was on ESPN or whatever. Which is nuts. But like my thing is it's like, okay, how you play a football game with 35 players though?
That's what I'm saying. Another red flag. Like I'm like, hold on, these niggas are swapping helmets, G.
Like, man, they should have known that, man. But it's sick. It's sick though, man, how like just how high school football is and shit, how like the whole fake school thing is, man. Like,
but the thing is, this isn't like a rare occurrence. This happens all the time, and it's
bro, that happened to Deion Sanders' school.
Deion Sanders, yeah.
His school was fake. That's what thing was going there. Emmanuel Mudiay was playing basketball there and shit. Like,
oh shit, I didn't know that. Damn.
Yeah, that was a whole thing with Prime Prep. So like, the whole Prime Prep thing was like, he got caught under big heat with that shit. So like, they put themselves in like the Christian. Like the Christian Alliance, whatever.
Like the circuit, yeah.
Like, Texas, they have like a thing where it's like, you have public schools, then like the Christian schools have their own.
That's where a lot of the recruits come from, though. In Texas,
right? Too. Christian schools, right? So they were playing in the Christian school leagues and shit, and like they were just running it up and winning and shit. And then after that, like they said, yo, like where's your academic profile? They had no academic profile.
Nothing. No curriculum. Nothing. Like. No curriculum.
And then they were like, all right, nah, you can't do this. But they should have been figured that shit out, though, with Bishop Sycamore. Like, bro, like.
Yeah, man. But this has been happening for years, they've been saying,
But that whole studio, though, but that whole situation, 2 football games in 3 days is insane,
bro. Insane, bro. Insane. It's some AAU shit, man.
AAU football shit. That's wild. That's wild, bro. Because, that's against the law, too. By the way, it's against the law. Like that's legit child endangerment. Like in terms of how that runs in the country in terms of, like, the U.S. football laws. Like,
yeah.
Apparently, like, well, you can't hit. Apparently, like, for now, like, the new rule is, like, you can't play two games in the span of, I believe, 9 days.
Some shit like that.
That's the law. I think that's the law, like, no matter what. So, like, you could play, like, you could do a Friday night game, and I think you can't play until, like, the next, I think, Saturday or Sunday. Something the next Friday or Saturday, I think of that. I think that's how it goes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they were able to bypass that rule, which is insane, bro. Which is insane.
With 35 players, so these niggas is playing both sides of the field, most of them.
It's nuts, man. Like, but shout out, but IMG Academy sus for even putting them on the schedule. You know what I'm saying?
That. They ran the score up. I see the play. I see how them niggas is moving.
But yeah, that was the pilot, man. Yo, yeah,
man, yo, appreciate y'all listening, man. Yo, Rios, appreciate you.
Of course, yo, we got episode 2 about to be on the way.
Yes, sir, appreciate you.
About to be on the way, yo. We're gonna tap in with the fantasy stuff next episode, man. I'm gonna have some very important guests. You know what I'm saying? Break down your fantasy outlooks. I know y'all already had y'all drafts already.
Yeah.
So we're gonna break down stardom, sit them. We're gonna break that down for you guys, stuff like that, you know. So we're
gonna be on his Gruden QB camp shit, man.
No, I'm gonna be on my Lisa Ann, anti Matthew Berry, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah, Lisa Ann, man, the greatest.
She's talented with the fantasy shit. It's crazy.
Bro, listen, she's won me some bread. She's won me some bread. So I just want to say, you know, we would love to have Lisa Ann on the show at some point. It will happen.
Cultural. So, yeah. That's cultural right there.
Iconic right there. But yo, we signing off, man.
Yeah. All right. Y'all, man. Peace.
Yo,
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.